Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live on a Sunday at 1 p.m. at episode 172, Shawnee Craft Brewing Company. We do have a little guest spot here from Rowan Asher Winery. Not the first time we've had one on the podcast, but it's been a long time. I think back since we had a guest.
Before I started.
Yeah, here. Way, way back in the day, we did a few different wines. And we also have Jackass Distillery LLC with a cotton candy whiskey. Whiskey, right?
I thought it was rum, but
is it rum?
I'd be wrong.
It doesn't say. It just says Breeze Cotton Candy. I thought they just make whiskeys, but if they make rum too.
No, that's at their stall yesterday, they had all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it doesn't say if it's a rum or a whiskey. I'll take your word for it. We'll say it's a rum. If you're in the chat, say hi to us. Let us know what you're drinking today. And we'll get this one started. So the wine is going to be our show beer, our show drink. That is not in the show notes. I guess I will have to go back and add that later. Yeah, I'm not doing that right now. But yeah, so Rowan Asher Winery, it will be the show beer. We didn't know what we were going to drink beforehand.
Yeah, I feel stupid because it's one of their sangrias, and I did not write down which one it is. And of course, now I can't remember.
Well, that doesn't drink like wine at all.
No, that's that's why I thought you would enjoy it. Tell me what you think.
First off, usually crowlers for me, I would say with beer, you lose a little bit of that carbonation.
Oh, I mean, from yesterday, so.
Yeah. So I will say it does not like a flat taste, but it also is a wine, so it drinks different. To me, I don't know if you remember this because maybe age gap here, but you remember the Ecto Cooler, High C Ecto Cooler? It was like an orange drink that was made for the Ghostbuster movies.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like orange Tang, essentially.
That does kind of remind me of Tang in some way.
Yeah, it drinks like our Gears orange drink. That tastes like Gears orange drink. You get that at all?
Hints of it, yeah. I actually enjoyed it. I thought that was...
That's crazy.
I thought, between some of the crazy fruited stuff we've done, that...
Dude, if all wines drank like that, I would drink more wine.
So, yeah.
It's like a mimosa.
I thought you would enjoy it. I thought that would work good.
Am I good having a little bit of more? I didn't go crazy with the pork. I didn't know how I was going to feel about it. Here, you can top yourself off a little bit. That's really good. It drinks like Gears orange drink. To me, anyway. I'm into that. I'm excited to sip on that the rest of the show. That's going to be fantastic. It's sweet, but like I said, it's not overbearing. It's not, there's no booze taste. Like, if you drank that, I don't know what the ABV or alcohol content or anything like that is for it, but that's literally, if you were to put that in a juice container and told me there was booze in it, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, the ABV is invisible.
Invisible. Absolutely invisible. Not even a hint of booze. That's crazy. Yeah, really good. Where's Rowan Asher out of?
They have two locations. They're in, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Tatami or Tatami. And they have a tasting room in Stroudsburg as well.
Okay, and how did you find out about them?
I was at a beer festival yesterday.
Killing the game.
So yesterday was the Hazleton Rotary Wine and Beer Fest. I went there with Rosa. A little bit smaller for a beer fest, but I think I did 11 or 12 rounds.
No big deal. I'd be crippled if I did three.
So they had several wineries there. There was another one or two that we stopped at and bought some stuff from, but I really thought that would be great for the show. So, maybe five or six breweries, and then several distributors had stands as well where they, gave out stuff that they carry.
Mm-hmm.
Verastro's was there. I think they had 8 taps on their cart. The guy from, I don't know who he represented, but the guy that owns the Vesuvio's Pizza Restaurants, he was there. He was doing a Blue Point, Goose, and the Anheuser-Busch hard colas. And there was a couple other there. I was surprised. I don't know if they ever showed up or not, but there was a booth for Berwick, and the whole time we were there, it was vacant.
Really?
No one was in it.
That sucks. But, yeah, well, let's get our first beer here poured. We're going to go with the Shawnee Craft Brewing Company Clubhouse Kolsch. If you want to have, do you have that on standby?
Yes, I do.
All righty. Yeah, so I don't know if I should tell this story, but I feel like it's on my heart and it's on my mind. And I'm not saying it because I'm upset or I'm bitter or I'm angry or any of those emotions. I'm just saying it because it's like here and I'm trying to find things to talk about. But we talked a little off camera. I'm going through some things. I'm trying to figure stuff out, trying to get myself situated. And I seen somebody yesterday or the day before or whatever day it was. And I didn't even want to go out. Like, I'm just in this point now where I just stay in my house unless I like doing podcast related stuff. Because the only thing that keeps me essentially sane. But I seen somebody out and about, and tension is still there, which is mind-boggling to me because maybe I'm just a narcissist. I don't know, but I feel like I didn't do anything wrong to this person. But there's resentment, and I was just like, hey, like we were like kind of in the same group of people and talking, hanging out, and most of the conversation was me. Like they didn't talk to me, and then at the very end, I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna head out. Like, and just gave everyone love to goodbye. And I was like, I'm not going to be a dick and say goodbye to everybody and not to this person. So maybe, even though I feel like I was done wrong, I extended the branch. I was like, hey, and I gave the fist bump and they just sat there. And I was like, you're going to leave me hanging. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to leave you hanging. And I was like, cool. Fuck you. Like I actually did shit to you. Like out of everything that went down, I'm the villain here. You're a piece of shit. And I just walked away. But I was just like, fucking human beings are the worst sometimes. Like, just fucking Jesus Christ. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. I just felt it was here.
Idiots is the planet's one inexhaustible resource.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, you know how much effort it took me to put that fist bump out and just to be like, even though I was the one fucked here.
I have no idea who you're talking about, but I think I know.
Yeah, so. Like out of everything that went down here, for me to be the one to fucking speak to you is the stretch. And for you to be like, nah, fuck you. It's like, I wish nothing but the worst for you. Like, and their life is probably miserable, and that's fine too. You know, we're in the same boat, I guess, both having miserable lives. But yeah, it just, I don't know, just kind of pissed me off a little bit. All right, Clubhouse Kolsch.
All righty, Clubhouse Kolsch from the Shawnee Craft Brewing Company of Shawnee on Delaware, PA. Of course, it is a Kolsch. It's rated at 5.5% ABV. The IBUs are not listed. It's been logged in just under 1,000 times, where it averages a 3.53. And I have 9 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.22. And I'm surprised I don't have a highlight. I wonder if I did something in my settings that made them go away. I haven't seen one in a while. I'll have to check on that. But the write-up is very short, and 2001 U.S. Open Beer Championship Gold Medal Winner Kolsch category. Crisp German-style ale brewed with a Pilsner malt. And the flavor profile is listed as light, smooth, crisp, sweet, and malty.
Yeah, the only people on my friends list who drink this is you. You're all my highlights. But I wanted to give a quick showcase here for the Shawnee Craft Brewing Company. It's a microbrewery out of Shawnee, Delaware, Pennsylvania. They average as a brewery a 3.60 average, which is good. They are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and their website is shawneecraft.com. They have 53 total check-ins, 19K unique, 2K in likes, and this is my first time ever having them. It's just Fidel's and Naturalism, or Natrium. I don't know. It's the motto.
Latin.
Anyway, it's something in motto, and it's something in Latin. It's the motto of Shawnee Craft. It means true to nature, true to craft. It's a summary of our values and an ideal to what we aspire. We call this the Fidel's philosophy. Our brewery sits in a fertile bottomland of the wild and scenic Delaware River in the heart of historic Shawnee Village. Flanked on all sides by thick forest protects its hillsides. We take our inspiration from nature and we practice our craft with respect. Our breweries follow a tradition of centuries to produce small batch handmade beers, often aged for months and years in oak barrels. The employment of selection the enjoyment of selectionist view and on keeping in the Fidel's philosophy. Yeah. So like I said, they are a 100 Shawnee in drive PA.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to the Shawnee Inn?
I have not, no.
So
I don't think I've ever been to the, is that like a town? The Shawnee, is Shawnee a town? I've never been there. So I don't get out much.
It's not too far outside of Stroudsburg, and it's actually on the banks of the river. It started as a resort. They finished building it slightly before World War I started. I'm pretty sure it was 1911 they finished building it. And it was like a spot for like the New York celebrity crowd. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some mafia history in there too.
Love that.
Just because of where it is and the time. And it was like a big East Coast high-end getaway. And there's a golf course associated with the place as well. For a long time, and as far as I know, it's still highly rated, but it, especially in the beginning, it was very, you know, for the time, it was a very highly rated course. You actually have to complete the course, you actually have to cross part of the Delaware River. There are holes that are on islands in the river.
You have to get on a boat?
They built a bridge.
Oh.
But, a lot of, when you look through that, there's actually a fairly decent article in Wikipedia and some other places, but there was a big celebrity thing in the all the way up until like the 50s, early 60s. It's changed ownership a couple times over the years, but it was when we were there, we were just in the tap room. They have a huge beer garden outside serving area.
Yeah, I see a beer garden. I mean, there was venue and brewery.
Beer, don't be like when you say beer garden, like it's huge.
Really?
Yeah, it's the outside drinking area is immense. They had live music when we were there. Unfortunately, we ate at the place we were at before. But everything looked and smelled fantastic there.
So full kitchen,
like an emphasis on pizzas and stuff like that. But oh. I mean, but like everything looked and smelled fantastic.
How far of a drive from the Skoog?
It took us, I think, 10 minutes to get there from downtown Stroudsburg. So
okay, not bad. So they have made 178 beers. Just kind of looking through, see if there's any like fun pop culture names. Nothing I'm really seeing off the top of the cuff, but yeah, oh, they have a rose beer. We'll say this is Rose's beer. yeah, so far the Kolsch here, I really really like this. This is this is an all dayer.
I think this is very well done for the style. It's light, it's crisp, it's refreshing.
All day.
That touch of maltiness, I think it's fantastic.
Does not drink like a 5.5.
And this is one of the ones that I had was there. I thought this would go over good. So they let me make a mix 4-pack out of the cooler. So
yeah, like I said, that a 5.5 and it drinks 5.5 with tons of flavor, but drinks like almost those light, like this ultra light beers, if that makes any sense. Like it's almost to the point where it's like that light bodied, where it's almost like the Flight or the Michelob Ultra, where I feel like.
Except it's got a lot more flavor.
Oh, that's why I said tons and tons of flavor. But I mean, like how it drinks so lightly. Like it's like you're not going to get a full belly feeling from these. You can drink these all day long.
Absolutely. One of the premier summer beers.
Absolutely. This is really good. Averages out of my five friends, it's got a 3.55. I agree with your score.
That's what I gave it in the tap room. I don't see any reason to change it today.
Yeah, everyone's like 3.5, 3.75, 3.25. I think all respectable score. I will say, I feel like this is a one of the better Kolsch's I probably ever had. Like this would be very high up there for me. I really enjoy this. This is really good. Light, smooth, crisp, sweet, malty. Yeah, hits all them. That I'm gonna go a 0.25 higher than you. This is something that I would seek out, or I try to have more of. What are the, what do they go for a four pack?
I don't remember because it was, I paid for everything at once, so it was with a, you know, a flight, and then the four pack and
some, yeah.
Plus, at this point now, it was a month ago.
Employee of the month here in the chat says, great seeing you boys live. Thank you, man. We're trying our best. If you are watching live, help us with a share. Hit the share button. Let people know we're here. If you are also here, go over and check out our YouTube channel. Help that pathetic channel help grow a little bit. I think we're like stuck at like 100 and some subscribers. Follow us on all social media. We do have merch and Patreon. I understand times are tough and people don't have money, but if you can do a couple bucks here or there in the merchandise or support the Patreon, it helps keep the lights on here. It does cost to keep this network and podcast going. Yeah, that's all I got. But shares could help out a lot. If you are listening on audio later, if you're listening on either Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening, thank you, because the audio side of things have been doing better than anticipated. Especially like network wise, I think this is probably one of the most listened to audio versions, which is cool to hear because it's not, I wouldn't say it's predominantly a video podcast, but it's good that we're translating over to audio that people still listen. But if you are listening, a 5-star review goes a long way on Apple. I want to start reading reviews out. So if you are on an audio source, leave us a review. Also, if you comment on a video on Facebook or YouTube, I can count that as a review. Just be like, this is a review, like to put in the title, like review, and then write something out and we will read them off on shows. I know Facebook, you can leave reviews, like but it's called a recommendation now, where you say like recommendation that you can kind of like leave a review. All that really helps. It truly, truly does. So if you guys can do that, that'd be huge help. All right. Yeah, let's get to our next beer here.
All right, this one is called Apiarius.
Like, again, I would have butchered it.
The Shawnee Craft Brewing Company of Shawnee on Delaware, Pennsylvania. They consider this a English Pale Ale. It is rated at 6.1% ABV, and again, the IBUs are not listed. It has 2,700 check-ins, where it averages a 3.39. I have 11 friend check-ins with no highlights, where it averages a 3.52. The write-up goes, Apiarius, Latin for beekeeper, is a crisp, dry ale brewed with generous charge of honey from our own hives. The sugars from the honey are fully fermented, resulting in a satisfying maltiness, refreshing hop character, and a captivating honey aroma and finish without the sweetness that you might expect. And the flavor profile is listed as honey, sweet, light, sweetness, and subtle.
Holy shit. Once again, light and crushable, ABV invisible, and that honey is, and that, yeah, that's really fucking good. First off, another thing I want to give credit to this brewery for, I love the art on the can. Almost like that old school, like, black and white World War One, World War Two comic book look feel to it. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Like the pinup girls.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the keystone in the logo. I think the logo itself looks cool. It kind of has like a little Blair Witch look there, where it looks like when they tie those sticks together and leave them in the woods to freak everybody out. It's like a peace sign, but it kind of has like a cross in it. I love it. I love the aesthetic of these cans. This one got beat to shit. It looks like Bob hit somebody in the face with it. but yeah, I love the simple. I don't want to say simple because obviously the more you look at it, the more details you find in the art. But it's really good. Like the Clubhouse Kolsch has, I don't know if the Cadner's going to translate, but it has like, so for the people watching, it's a girl with a bunch of beers in front of her and she has some golf clubs. But it's really, really cool. I love this art on the can. Whoever your artist is, props to you. Then I'm gonna butcher the name, but once again, it's a woman with like a beehive haircut with the bees and the flowers around her. Really, really cool. And then I'll show you the next one to preview it a little bit here, but it's like a girl in a cowboy hat, like a red, white, and blue can, Seven Bridges. Really cool. I love it. Keep doing that. I like that style a lot.
I like that too. It almost makes me think of a, like I'm eating a bowl of Cheerios with a honey linger.
Yeah. The honey is not predominant, but it's there, if that makes any sense.
It's just enough to let you know that it's honey.
It's not overbearing, yeah. And like I said, this is a 6.1.
And again, that
you would not know it.
It's invisible.
That honey and the malt. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm learning things. This is excellent.
I thought, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that the Kolsch was the only one that I had at the brewery that I brought to the show, but everything I had at the brewery as well, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up.
I'm pretty sure that somewhere in there I left a comment that the quality of the beer itself warranted a return visit to the brewery.
Yeah, I would definitely love to go with you on that trip. So you had one called Passion of Flora.
Oh, that was fantastic.
You gave that a 4.70. Very, very, very well done brew. This is not only wins the for the visits, so this won your beer of the day that day, but as well, blindfold me and I'll taking a bite out of a fresh passion fruit. Exceptionally well done, deliciousness. You had one called that one. You had that one. I won't go through that one because I don't want to ruin anything. A kidney cream ale.
That was good too.
Yeah, you gave that a 4. The Shawnee Pilsner, which we already talked about, the Clubhouse and the Clubhouse Kolsch. So you had all but one on the table there. The only one you didn't have was the Seven Bridges. Yeah. You had two different ones that weren't on the table. But yeah, you gave them all really good scores. Very exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, like, they obviously know their business when it comes to making beer. That's, I mean, everything was excellent.
These beers would do very, very well in this area, I feel. Because I think for the people who drink the Miller Lights and the Bud Lights of the world, if they were to have this, it would easily adapt them to drink more. Like, if you can drink a Budweiser, like all those beers, and sometimes when you get too hoppy, or that's where you turn people off, right? But this ale, pale ale, and this Kolsch fit right in there with those blue collar domestic beers, but with higher ABVs and zero taste of that ABV, as well as enriched flavors. These would kill in any local bar in Schuylkill County if somebody would give them the chance. If they looked at that and goes, I don't know that brand name. And if you were just like, hey, a good bartender were like, just try it. Here's a taster. I guarantee they would stick with that if the price point obviously was the same as like a Bud Light or something, whatever they would drink. But I think these are good. Like, so far, 2 out of 2 are good introductory beers for people who may not be into craft beer, but would be the ones I would probably steer them to right away. And if this place has the environment that you're saying, where it's a huge outdoor beer garden, beautiful inside, a lot of things cool to look at, your scenic is there. And if you're on the fence, if you like craft beer or not, this is probably a good stop for you, just from these two alone.
Yeah, the only bad thing about the visit was that you're on the river, you're at the bottom of the valley, and phone service can be rough.
Okay. So maybe a little.
Well, that was like that,
honestly, I fucking love that.
But I'm doing the beer thing and
the check-ins.
So then we leave to go home, and I'm trying to direct Rosa on the GPS so we can get back home, and at the same time I'm trying to upload 15 pictures.
The one day we went out and did a beer day was the day that like every tower in our area went down. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like all the towers were down, and we're just like, what do we do? Our lives, I think it's the apocalypse. The Square Table Degenerates hanging out with us saying, sup boys, what's going on? Miss you guys. Hope all is well. Make sure you go follow them on social media. Thank you for all the likes and hearts over on the Facebook side of things. Once again, if you are watching on YouTube, likes help there also. Before we get into our next beer, I already have a pre-poured. So if you want to pour your Breeze Cotton Candy, you can do that. But Bob is going to do his first network crossover this Tuesday. You want to talk about it?
So it's already out. Like,
yeah, the topic.
I'm not breaking.
The topic is out, okay, but so nobody knew you were being a part of it. So on Not Cool in High School is me and my wife, and we do like movie reviews, but we're trying to add a little more flavor to it, where we do like more of the history or stuff like that. We do a bi-weekly, so it's every other Tuesday. We do like a topic or pop culture topic, and then the other. So we do one topic normally, like our normal podcast, and then the next one after that is more a horror based one. We just did Carrie, so if you're into the 1976 Carrie movie, we just talked about that one. But this week, this Tuesday, we're talking about A League of Their Own, which is one of my personal favorite movies. I think it's a really cool story, true story, of during times of World War II when the men went off to war and the women picked up the slack and killed it in the factories and played baseball and was essentially the workforce of our people at that time. And not only was it just the women who were killing it, but it was all women. People, like, it was a time at war where our country realized they needed everybody, and it didn't matter of your race or stuff like that. So
mostly,
but I mean, yeah. I'm not saying our country was good at the time, but it was a opportunity to leave the door open a crack just to be like, okay, we'll let people of color work. And they showed their worth. Like, they showed that, like, hey, we belong here. This is our country as well. It awoke our company up to a point where just like, hey, like, everyone has a stake here, especially when in times of need and when the country needs you. This is a group of marginalized people who did not have it very well in our country, it was not treated as if it was their own. But when the country needed them during a war, they stepped up and showed, like, we have just as much stake in this country as you do. Like, we belong here as well. And it was an interesting time, and a good movie to encompass a lot of that is A League of Their Own. So even more the TV show. We just finished the TV show. Holy Hannah, what a good show. Done very, very well. They changed a little bit of it up. We'll talk about in the show, but you're going to bring a little more of the insight when it comes to like the war and possibly more of the baseball league. Cause I only know, all I know is about the peaches. are we going to try to grab that beer? If not, I can make a trip up.
For Tuesday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see what I can do about grabbing some tomorrow after work.
I don't know what that is. If that's a rum or
I looked at the print's pretty small, but yeah, it is a rum.
It is. Where did you see that?
It's to the left, underneath the cotton candy ball.
Rum. There it is. Rum with natural flavoring.
Well, I mean, wait. I was just gonna say
with natural flavoring and color added.
Because I actually don't know how they make cotton candy, but
it's sugar. Mean, like,
but that's, yeah, I guess technically that's a natural flavor then. But.
If you like cotton candy and you want to get fucked up, this is your drink because they nailed it. Flavor profile, it's cotton candy, 100% cotton candy.
A little warm on the back. I wouldn't go so far as to call that a burn, but
no.
But there is some warmth from the alcohol on the finish.
So that's where it kills me. It's because I have really bad acid reflux. And when the burn starts going down, it mixes like about here. And then I'm just like not having a good time. So that's where spirits and me don't get along anymore. But I will say so far, everything I've ever had from Jackass Distillery, I think if you're on the lines of you, where you like your purist, you like your high-end thing, this isn't a knock at them, but I don't think they're in that category, right? So, like, your shipmates and everything that you brought.
That's, this is actually the first time yesterday. They were there at the beer fest. I tried two of their products. In addition to this, I tried a hard birch beer, which I thought was
good.
Well.
Yeah. Did you try the cream soda one?
No, I didn't.
That was really good.
And it was still pretty early. I didn't want to wreck my palate for the beer.
Yeah.
But, there's nothing wrong with that.
I had the birch, even though I don't like birch beer, I tried it. I had the cream soda. I had, I still have a bottle of it, of the apple pie. Great. If you like Boilo, it tastes like Boilo. It tastes like a bottle of Boilo. I had, a tea berry. My dad's a big tea berry fan.
I, 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 I can't remember if they had it there or not, but like they had a product list. I know I saw it on the list.
Yeah. All their flavor profiles, like, they knock out of the park, and it's not, like I said, not extreme burn. It's not like you take it and you're going to win. Like, the flavors are there.
And they make other styles too, because he was actually having a conversation with the person in line in front of me. And he's like, oh, it's a bourbon, but technically the government says I can't call it a bourbon.
Which one?
I whatever he was drinking.
Oh, okay.
Because there are actually legal protections on what you can call bourbon. It has to be made in certain places. It has to contain a certain kind of ingredients, if I remember correctly, as well.
Gotcha.
Like the grain bill has to.
I know they were essentially opening up a location in Pottsville, but I don't know if it ever went through yet.
I remember him. He, again, the person that was laying in front of me. He I only recall him mentioning their stand at the hometown farmers market.
Yeah,
I don't recall him mentioning anything else other than the.
They're supposed to do the opposite corner of Pilgrim, like on the across the street on the other corner. They're supposed to go there, I believe. But I don't think it ever went through. But they're good. They're fun. They're out of Spring Glen in School County. So yeah, definitely check them out. Jack has a Distillery. I wish my buddy Nikolai was here. He loves cotton candy. It'd be interesting to see if he would like. No, he would absolutely love this. So next time I'm out, I might have to go buy a bottle of this for him, just so he can have it. I would actually be interested to see how Andy Hedder would like it. The burn would get him, I think, but it's not a heavy burn. But someone who doesn't drink at all, I think it would be a little bit. But that's 100% cotton candy.
Yeah,
it's delicious. It tastes really good. All right, let's get on. I don't think I've ever been this excited for a beer lineup. Like, first off, you hit me with a Kolsch, an ale, a IPA, an Ember IPA, and an Indian Pale Ale. So this is all in my wheelhouse. The only thing you're missing here for me is like a lager. You know what I mean? But all four of these styles are good, and after having the first two, I'm pumped. Like, I'm excited for this episode. But yeah, going back to League of Their Own. So Brewery 1787 in hometown.
Hamburg.
What did I say? Hometown. Yeah, hometown. They make a beer. Don't you do it. They make a beer based on a woman from Hamburg who played in that league. Do you know what team she played on?
I would have to look it up, to be honest.
Yeah.
But her name was Fern Schallenberger, and they have an IPA that they call Fern Schally in her honor.
Okay. You know what's really interesting? So a lot of people, the TV show is getting a lot of love and also a lot of hate, because obviously if you talk about things that people are uncomfortable with, or you're too woke, why are you making it woke when it doesn't have to be, type deal? So the show definitely dives into the sexuality of the team and how the team would break away and go to private clubs that were essentially gay clubs. But at that point in time in American history, it was illegal to be gay and illegal to have those clubs. You couldn't do that. So they would have like secret house parties, or they would have secret, like essentially speakeasies that people who were gay would go to. And that was the only way they can live their lives. And they weren't allowed to openly talk about it. If you openly talked that you were gay and you were on the baseball team, the women's baseball team, and you went against the value, like they wanted you to fit a picture.
I don't know how much I should say because I don't want to ruin stuff for
them. No, you can. You can say a little bit.
But like, they actually, if you were a woman that got selected to play on one of these teams, it was actually mandatory that you had to attend a. What's the right word I want to use? But you would have to go to a class. I can't recall how often they held them, but it was like, so you could meet their standard of the American woman as they wanted to represent you. How to wear your makeup properly,
mm-hmm.
How to do that. And there were all kinds of rules that a lot of people don't realize that they had to follow to I can't remember her name either. I'll have it for the show. But like, I know there was at least one case where they fired a woman because she cut her hair too short and they didn't think it let her remain feminine.
Yeah. They fire people who wouldn't show up wearing makeup. Because some, like, A lot of the girls were hiding their sexuality.
An etiquette
class,
I guess, would be kind of
They weren't allowed to curse. They were being heckled from the stand, and if they retaliated, they would get in trouble. Like, they went through a lot of shit. It's crazy, but the show is awesome.
They weren't allowed to smoke.
Yeah.
But
they had to fit a narrative, essentially. But it's interesting. No people of color were allowed to play, but they let Spanish people play. Like, Spanish women were allowed to play, but not black people.
The mirror image of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
At that point too.
But the minor league team allowed to. So the cool thing about the show is they highlight when this one team called the All Stars, they had two women pitchers, and they would bill them as like the doubleheader pitchers. But they were two women, two black girls. I don't know if historically accurate that is. I didn't really look into it. But the black, like the women who were black, were not allowed to play in the women's league. But at that time, the men's league did allowed to have black
now,
players.
Like a lot of times too, like the Negro leagues, they didn't have the what's the word I want to look for. They were a little bit more flighty. They weren't as financially sound.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of the teams were really backed by mobsters and stuff like that too. And there wasn't the stability. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Teams would jump leagues all the time. Players would jump leagues all to chase a better paycheck. Teams would lose their rights to a stadium and have to move cities. There were teams that were just traveling teams that would barnstorm,
mm-hmm.
and that's all, you know, like they would stuff like that, where you see they would just play like major league teams during the off season.
That's essentially what this all-star team was, where they didn't have a team because the majority of the team was all black.
Like, and then they would like probably the most famous one. If anybody listening is into this as a subject, like would be the Cuban all-stars.
Yeah. They just rented a bus and traveled the country.
And there were all kinds of crazy teams like that. That's there was even like a church team. They were out of Flatbush. But like the whole shtick was like you had to maintain the appearance of that that particular regionalist group. So everybody had like ZZ Top beards.
Like almost like an Amish type thing.
Yeah, I'll have the name of them for the show too. But it was
Bob. I just took my first sip of Seven Bridges, and this is hard to pick up beer of the night. I'm like racking my brain, but this, now you know me, this is my style of beer. This is like this amber. I love the amber. I love the extra malt. I know it's not like a Marzen, but it's kissing cousin. It has that heavy malt and had that
touch of caramel.
The caramel. Yeah, this is
smooth.
This is magical. Yeah, I can drink that style all day. This is my favorite style of beer. I love the amber ales, the Marzens, that malty caramel. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
So this one is called Seven Bridges, again from the Shawnee Craft Brewing Company of Shawnee on Delaware, Pennsylvania. It's considered a red ale, and more specifically an American amber or red ale. This one comes in at 5.5% ABV. It's been logged in 578 times, where it averages a 3.64.
Criminal.
I have three friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.92. Again, no highlights. And here's the write-up. In a country full of hoppy beers, Shawnee Craft's American Amber Ale instead focuses on the flavor profile of our favorite malts. Two-row barley, grown and malted in the USA, with an added touch of specialty malts. This produces notes of honey, dried figs, and light caramel without the sweetness you might expect. Perfect for multiple pints with friends. The flavor profile is listed as malty, caramel, creamy, hoppy, and honey.
This is unbelievable. Like, I love this beer. If this cowgirl was real, I'd marry her if I wasn't already married. This is fantastic. Yeah, none of the. So, full disclosure, some of these times, because there's only two of us, we don't fully drink every single beer on the table. I'm going to make sure these three get taken care of before we leave here today. These are all really good. Yeah, so if you want to hang out with myself and Bob and Heidi, join us 7 o'clock, or I'm sorry, 8 o'clock. We're go live on Not Cool in High School podcast. If you're watching this on any social media, just type in Not Cool in High School podcast. Or if you're watch on YouTube, head over to Not Cool in High School podcast. Or if you're on the Bang and Beers podcast page, scroll down to the very bottom and there's a tab that says follow our friends. The first five show, the first four links you're going to see on there, interviews with everyday people, Not Cool in High School, Tornado Tag, and Truth Behind Illusion, are all shows that I'm on. I'm a busy, busy man. I do a lot of podcasts and a lot of different things. Support helps, you know. Check it out. Tell me what you think. I know people only have so much time in the day, but we really appreciate you. Anyone that takes their time out to listen and watch, it means a lot. Like I said, this is going to be tough. This is a tough pick right now. Now we're going to get to this next one in a moment here. But this one, art style is completely different. It's almost like got a pattern to it. No sketched art on it. And this looks like it's more of like a series where it's Mosers. It might be like they changed the hop. So this is like a mosaic. I could be wrong. Like, that's what I'm just guessing. If I see like Mosers, it could be Mosers Galaxy, Mosers Azaka, Mosers fucking, I don't know, name it there, but they could just change the hop but keep the same style beer, the pale ale, or the same ingredients. Not sure. I'm sure we'll find out a little more in the write up. But any other locations that you went to that kind of just stand out that you want to talk about, or other beers you had at that Brewfest yesterday that really caught your attention?
The guys from Rotunda were there.
Love those guys.
They had three beers that I'd never had before, so they were all fantastic. Revere was there again. They did a twist to their vanilla porter. They now have a coffee vanilla porter.
Oh, you lost me.
So there was a booth marked for Berwick, but I don't know if they ever showed up. The entire time we were there, it was empty and unmanned.
Benny showed us some love. Benny and the Getting to Know the 570 showed us some love on the Benny's episode.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty fun, yeah.
All the beer from Benny's was great. And again, if you're ever near there, the food rocks. Don't be afraid to get a meal. You won't be disappointed.
I was reached out to by another brewery. Maybe they said they're sending us stuff. I don't want to put it out there in case it doesn't happen. I don't expect anyone to ever send us anything. But if you want to send us beer, we'll accept it. And we will 100% drink it, and we will 100% review on the show. We'll be completely honest. We're not going to sugarcoat it because you sent it to us. It would be the first time ever if you guys did this, of a brewery sending us stuff. If it does happen, we'll do a full episode. We'll cover all your beers. I'm very excited. They're a Pennsylvania based brewery. I don't want to give too much away in case, like, you know, it falls through, or they just, like I said, I never expect anything for free. But if you're willing to send it, we will 100% review it. Like, even when we go on location and they offer us free beer, we try to make it up for it in the gift shop when we leave, you know? But yeah, so that could be something we see soon. Do you have any other ideas for lineups you want to do?
As far as breweries
or anything. Yeah.
That's always, I would really love to, if we could, I would still really love to go down and I'd do an in-house at the guys at Big Bottom.
Yeah.
The home of the Mountain Dew beer.
Mount Gretna. That's another place I'd like to do.
There.
Yeah.
The Rotunda. Maybe we could work something out with them.
Yeah. So the big thing is, and this is not, once again, trying to plug to try to make some cash here, but we're at a point now where I have some equipment I'm not using, and I am trying to sell it to get some cash. I found a way. So full disclosure, I was diagnosed at 16 with a joint disorder. So carrying around a lot of equipment is tough for me. But I do take a lot of pride, and I want my show, especially if we're not here in the studio, I want everything to look and sound good. I want good quality. I don't want to be those shows that just look and sound fucking terrible. I know there's things we can do better, and I'm working on it, but you know, it's hard. But with GoPros, I found out a way that I can use GoPros in a way that I think is very clever and creative. Yes, you might have a little bit of a fisheye view, but I like that because it's all about showing the experience and where you are. So I like the fact it sucks up the entire room. Like, I want the venue to be showcased. You know what I mean? And I think that's really fun. And we could literally walk in with a backpack and through a three camera setup at a table and record and drink beers at a dive bar or drink beers at a brewery or anywhere and have a really good time. So anything you guys do when it comes to the Patreon or any tips that you do below or any donations or any thing on the Patreon will help go towards that. It's not a big cost, but I do got to get possibly one to two more GoPros and some accessories that we would help fund that. But a lot of cool things can come of it. So yeah, if you guys can do that, if not, then we understand. But a lot of cool opportunities coming up soon that we can do. I mean, I have one GoPro that we can get it done, but it would be fun to have like a multi-angle, but we can still get it done with what we have, but it can be cooler in my opinion. But yeah. Anything else you were saying about?
I'd still like to try and the last two times I was in, I did not run into Scott. I'd still like to try and see
Humboldt.
To get something at the Tap Depot. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Be a lot of fun. Our doors are always open. If you ever want us to come up, we're always down to make the trip. We'll work it out. I will say weekends work best for us, just the way Bob works. I'm flexible. I can move things around. Unfortunately, Bob has a harder time with that. And so just set us on dates, and we'd love to come to any brewery if it's in I would say the tri-state area, right?
Oh, for the most weekend, part. Yeah. It's, anywhere in New Jersey, a good chunk of
Maryland,
lower portion of New York, anywhere in Maryland, anywhere in Delaware, even parts of Northern Virginia or DC.
Yeah, you're not afraid to make the trip.
No, but I mean we've done it already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Bob. When Bob's not recording here on weekends, he is him and Rosa literally do the road trip with Rosa, and they will just say like, "We're going here, and we're gonna try to see some shit," and that's how we get to experience these cool breweries. It's and we appreciate that. You do a good job and you put us over hard. You gotta get you another set of stickers, right? You said you're running low.
I probably should order some finally myself, I probably have less than a dozen of this logo left.
Yeah, I'm pretty low too. I have like a very, very, I have tons of Not Cool High School stickers. I just don't know who to give them out to
at the not the Hazleton one, but the Brewfest before. I probably gave out 100 of them.
Yeah. Lots of love here on Facebook. Jolene, Ray, Austin, Angel, Ivelisse, and Rosa, all with the love. And then we have a thumbs up from a lot of the same people. So thank you all. Seriously, the support means a lot. Make sure you hit that share button. Share. I want to do like more topic based things. I like how we kind of broke away a little bit and talked about a little bit of League of Their Own. So like, if you have any cool like history things you want to talk, like I don't know much about baseball besides like obviously how to play it essentially, but like the unwritten rule stuff and stuff. Like there's a lot to baseball I don't get or understand. So yeah, any type of like topics, I'm down to figure things out. Or if there's things you want us to talk about,
that's even like we can have a sidebar off camera and work some side subjects in there to.
Dude, I'm so into this.
I'm telling you, it was fantastic.
I just finished watching Mindhunter on Netflix. You ever heard about Mindhunter?
No.
So Mindhunter is a show. It's two seasons. They're still up in the air if they're going to do the third season or not. But it's essentially the how the FBI started doing criminal profiling and coming up with the term serial killer. And how they had to do like all these backdoor tactics to try to go and like interview all these prolific serial killers and learn about like who they are as people and finding out what makes them tick and how they do what they do. And then catching other people because of using the techniques they learned from other people. It's on Netflix. It's really, really good. It's a good show. Highly recommend it. Have you seen any other movies or anything? Read any books?
The last couple I've watched have mostly been documentaries.
Which ones?
About people trying to continually. There's the island chain in India called the Andaman Islands that still has basically like Stone Age level people living in it. That are theoretically uncontacted tribes that People keep trying to they're the
push
ones
the religion
like,
on them.
Yeah, like they're the ones that are like throwing spears at helicopters. And
yeah,
stuff. So, but yeah, and actually, the last person that we're aware of was, that tried to make contact with them was like a 25-year-old missionary guy who paddled ashore in a canoe, and they slaughtered him on the beach.
Yeah, just ripped him apart. Not funny, but it is. Like, don't go fucking with people. Like, they have their shit figured out. You know what I mean? Yeah, they might not have technology. They might not be able to add you on Facebook, but it's working for them. Obviously, they're around as long as they've been around. Things are going okay for them. Yeah, don't fuck with them. Leave them alone. If they find us, that's fine. If they make contact, like, hey, we want to learn about your thing.
Yeah, it's an island chain, so, you know, and not all the islands in the chain are that way anymore. Some of them are inhabited with all the modern day stuff.
They've been colonized.
If they were really that interested, they just row their boat to the next island. And
yeah.
And, you know,
I wonder how deep it goes for them though. Like, how much are they aware? Are they, if they just completely oblivious, like if they see a helicopter, like, are they like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, what is going on? Like, is that a demon? Like a sky demon? You know what I mean? Like, are they just like, no, we kind of, we're set in our ways and just leave us alone. Like, I don't know. I'd be interesting to see.
To be honest, though, I mean, that is all it really takes. Is they would just have to paddle a canoe to the next island and say, you know, hey, we're done. We're, you know.
Yeah.
Or show us something.
Yeah.
And, they continue to not do that.
It's working for them. They're still alive. Natural selection has taken its course for the most part. Who was the one celebrity who tried to do something like that? And they thought that he was killed, but then photos later showed that, like, he might have just worked with the tribe and he's part of them now.
I don't know. I'm wondering if you're not talking about the Kennedys. There was a Kennedy that disappeared in Papua New Guinea in that area.
It might be. Let me look it up real quick. I'm just going to write famous person taken by tribe. It's probably a terrible way to do that. That's not what I was looking for at all. Yeah, because tribe is not the word I'm looking for. I don't know. We'll go back to that. All right, last one we have here. I'm going to read it off.
Alrighty. So this one is called Seven Bridges. Oh, no, it's not. I'm on the wrong one.
No, this is we're looking for Moses. Did we read? We read Seven Bridges, right?
Yep. I didn't jump ahead. My bad. Moser's Mosaic from the Shawnee Craft Brewing Company of Shawnee on Delaware, Pennsylvania. This is considered a New Englander hazy IPA. It comes in at 7.5% ABV. Again, the IBUs are not listed. This one's been checked in 2,000 times where it averages a 3.82. I have 9 friend check-ins where it averages 3.74. The write-up's pretty short and to the point. Big juicy hops dominate the aroma and flavor of this hazy northeastern IPA with a little bitterness to balance taste. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, fruity, citrus, clean, and piney.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was expecting it to be. It tastes like
touch of the cat piss.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at all of what I'm getting, and that's not a bad thing. Yeah, this is, I will say, it's a lot more light bodied than I was expecting. Like, it almost drinks like the Kolsch's and the other ones where it's super light body lawnmower beer. But if you're maybe not a fan of the Kolsch or the honey or the malt, and you're more of the fan of the hoppy hop, this is your jam. And it's like a lawnmower version of an IPA. Like, it's not, it does that make sense? It's not like super.
I think if you had someone that was still testing the waters and they were ready to go for the stuff where it gets hoppy and bitter, this would probably be a good beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hoppy, but it's not overbearing. It's not like a super hop.
And, well, I still do get some citrus out of this. To me, this is mostly piney. It's a big piney up front with a little citrus on the back. But again, I think this is very well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm blown away. I think this brewery is really, really talented, and I would love to see more from them, and I would love to possibly get more of their beers in our area. They're really good. They're really, really, really talented.
Yeah, I don't know what their distribution deal is. Maybe we can touch base with Billy.
I have a different can art. Is yours like a girl with hearts when you check it in?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is really, it's tasty. There's not one beer on this table that I would not drink again. They're all very, very, very well done and very impressive. I will say, maybe just diving straight into the beer of the night picks, I would say the most recent one we had, the Mosaic, is the one I was expecting. What I was expecting to drink is what I got, essentially. And it's not a bad thing, but it's not my favorite of the four. So I'm just saying, I don't think I would rank Moser's. I don't, and not being said, still a fucking amazing beer. I would drink it all day long. If I walked in and that was my only choice of beer,
be a happy man.
I'd be a happy man. I would drink 15 of them, or try to. What is the ABV on these? On this one too? I didn't even look at that.
I thought it was 5.5.
Saying 7.5. Holy shit. That changes things. So 7.5, and it doesn't drink like a 7.5 at all. Yeah. I'd probably drink two of these to get my night started and then switch over to the other ones. That'd probably be my move. But I'll start with you, Bob. What is your beer of the night?
That's tough. Again,
it's going to be hard to pick because there's only two of us.
I think I'm going to go with Apiarius.
Okay. So your beer of the night will be Apiarius. We'll just do it this way. And my beer of the night will be Seven Bridges. I love that beer. That's tasty. Second place, I would go Apiarius for my second place beer. I would
probably go and see again because it's tough because they're all good.
The honey on the Apiarius and the malt set me off.
I wouldn't have a problem choosing either the Kolsch or the Red Ale as second, but it's out there. We'll make that one unanimous.
Yeah, and then my third place beer is going to be the Kolsch, but I think if I was going there for the day and I knew I had a long day ahead of me because they had good music and good food and everything like that, I would get a Seven Bridges maybe to start my day, get a nice flavor, maybe switch the second beer to an Apiarius, and then I'm coasting the rest of the day on the Kolsch because it's lower ABV, easy drinker, refreshing. I could be outdoors with that. It probably, when it warms up, it's going to keep all of its flavor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be ice cold, and I'm going to enjoy my day on the Kolsch. Like, I would probably, out of all the beers on the table, I would drink the Kolsch probably more than any other of them. Like, I would get a case of Kolsch just to sit in my house all the time. The other ones are like treats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I would rank it, at least. And there's nothing wrong at all with the Mosaic. Moser's Mosaic, that's a fantastic beer as well. You want to talk about a hidden 7.5? That's it right there. That's creepy. It's creepy that it's not hidden. Our show beer, our show wine, our show juice box, essentially, Rowan Asher Winery. If that's how you make wine, I'm there. Like, sign me up. Put more flavors in there, like blueberry and peach, and I'll drink those all day long. It tastes like you're drinking mimosas. It's like an orange, like I said, Gears orange drink is what I get. Anything you want to plug, Bob?
The Bowers Hot Pepper Festival is right around the corner. I believe it's September 9th and
10th. How do you manage that day, eating hot peppers and drinking beer all day?
Well, normally, because I don't eat a lot when I'm there.
Okay.
I might sample a sauce or two. My big thing about going there is looking for pepper plants and buying hot sauce that I normally can't get.
Okay.
And then when we're done, we usually go to brewery and eat.
Did have you gotten any Tim's hot sauces recently? Hothead's hot sauce?
I'm trying to remember which one did I buy at the, I bought a bottle of their stuff at the Schuylkill County Brew Fest. And actually just this week, I kicked my bottle of Sweet Wave, which is a pineapple habanero sauce, I believe.
Yeah. He makes good stuff. Like, the flavors are there. I mean, they're hot, but the flavors are there. They're not like it's like you're eating battery acid and it's just hot to be hot. Like, he definitely puts a flavor in there, which is nice. Good guy. Another guy I'd like to have on the show very soon. Anything else you want to plug?
Abomination. There we go.
Love it. Yeah. Wish that we can get that more in our area. That's it. Well, I'm wearing Bright Path. I only had a sip of their beer because, unfortunately, the day that we had one of their cans on the show.
Yeah.
We got a growler can from them. Go check them out. They're in the Jim Thorpe area. Now is getting that time where Jim Thorpe is really buzzing, where now the summer's coming to an end and the fall's kicking in.
The leaves start changing.
Yeah. Yep. And so if you're going to downtown Jim Thorpe, on the other side of the bridge, right up the road a little bit, head over to Bright Path. Great brewery. You can, no food though. I think they have,
they try to ensure they have a food truck for every day that they're open.
Cool.
So I've been in there 4 times so far since they've opened now, and they've been true to their word.
Whatever that pizza shop is right by there, that was great. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I was blackout.
That was a couple blocks off.
Yeah, that was really good. But yeah, now's the time. So if you want to head to Jim Thorpe, and see the town and do the history, all that fun stuff, make sure you book a visit to the prison and do an old jail tour. Really, really fun. In the fall, they're going to start doing ghost tours, so you can like do the prison at night with no lights on, which is kind of cool. So go check that out. And then when you're there, hit up Bright Path. It's a good brewery. The rest of the stuff, all of our links are below. IWEPnetwork.com is your one-stop shop for all things network. Show some support, feedback. If you're listening, I know it's hard for podcasts, if you're listening to a podcast, to like, comment, share, like, subscribe, but it helps. It does. It helps a lot. if we can, anything you guys can suggest to get our numbers up, things you like, you don't like, things you want us to do more of, please. This show is essentially, we're making it, but we're willing to change things around to support our listeners. So any feedback would be great. We love you all to death. Here's some Faith in Exile. We're out of here. We'll see you soon.